face of this fortunate planet. This series of footprints show a person like me how I'm bereaved due to loss of the deer, how the animal has passed through the forest, and how I can regain my lost world. By this footprint, this land has become a proper place for Brahmanas who desire heavenly planet or liberation to execute sacrifice to the demigods. Purport. It is said that when a person becomes overly involved in loving affairs, he forgets himself as well as others. And he forgets how to act and how to speak. It is said that once, when a man's son was blind since birth, the father, out of staunch affection for the child, named him Padma Lochana, or lotus-eyed. This is the situation arising from blind love. Bharat Maharaj gradually fell into this condition due to his material love for the deer. It is said in the Smriti Shastra, Jasmin desa mriga krishnas tasmin dharaman ivodata. That tract of land wherein the footprint of a black deer can be seen is to be understood as a suitable place to execute religious rituals. Hare Krishna. In the nectar of devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami enumerated 64 items for devotional service. And after that, he compressed them into 5. Not that he reduced them, he didn't reduce or counsel anyone, but he compressed all of them together into 5. That these 5 will give complete perfection if it is properly executed. One of them is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, association with devotees, Nama Sankirtan, worshipping the deity, and staying in a holy place, Mathura. Then, out of these 5, there is one of them which also comprises the remaining 4. That this one, if you do this one, the remaining 4 items are included inside. This is Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees. Association with devotees, in association of devotees, the holy name will be chanted. Srimad Bhagavatam will be heard. In that association, the deity will be worshipped. It's a temple and it's a holy place. Bharat Maharaj was missing the most important item of executing devotional service, association with devotees. Because he was missing the most essential thing in devotional service, he lost focus. He has gone to the forest to perform austerity, to practice devotional service. He became deviated from the path. And the result is that he fell down from his position and he became attached. Devotional service is not a dry thing, not something dry, just a philosophy or just a rules and regulations, like we think as a neophyte devotee. Not just principles and regulations, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It is not like that. Devotional service is like honey. You never see someone who lick honey and spit before. Have you seen? Someone lick honey and they spit. Have you seen that before? No, it is devotional service. So it's not just rules and regulations. Bharat Maharaj, he was thinking that devotional service is rules and regulations, and he abandoned association with devotees when he went to the forest, because association is most essential, is an intrinsic nature of a living entity. We can't do without that. Even as a karmi or as a devotee, we cannot do without association. But when he means that, he has to create another association. Yeah, like the conditions will come to the material here, because you lost the original loving relationship we have with Krishna. We are creating our own artificial love relationship in material here, which is conditioning. So he went to the forest. In the forest, he has to create association. But because there is no person there for him to associate with, he has to associate with a deer. Then he fell down from his position. Instead of associating, now instead of chanting Hare Krishna, he was chanting, "My dear dear, my dear dear, my dear dear, my dear dear, my dear dear." 64 times he was chanting, "My dear dear, my dear dear, my dear dear," and he became dear conscious, became dear perfection. He attained dear perfection. As he attained dear perfection, he has to get the body of a dear in his next life. It's a lesson we have to learn. In our devotional service, we came for pure devotional service to Lord Krishna. But if we are not careful, we'll be distracted to become a politician. In devotional service is going on in ISKCON. In our ISKCON society, we have come for pure devotional service to worship Sri Radha Gopinath, but we are becoming politicians. We are becoming hypocrites, sabotaging the movement, creating unnecessary association for those who have come to practice devotional service. They have come, we have abandoned the shelter of material existence. We have come for where we can have supreme shelter. And there are some of us who are in the movement making the play, becoming shelterless. Deviation. One very senior devotee, say, senior devotee is like a proper disciple. He was sick, so I was following my friend to go and do some service for him. So in one of the days we were serving him, and then my friend told him, see, Parikshit dies, he is going to take sannyas. So he looked at me. Why you want to take sannyas? So many people are falling down. I said, yes. Why they should not fall down? Why they should not fall down? Why? They should fall. Because they have become politicians, they have come for devotional service, they have abandoned devotional service, they are becoming politicians, they have to do politics. And nature will expose us to where we belong. It's natural. Where we belong will be exposed to that situation. We'll be constantly meditated upon, it will show, like a seed. If you take a seed and plant on the ground, nobody will see this kind of seed we have planted. But when you germinate, everybody will see. You don't need advertisement. Is it not? What we will be cultivating as a devotee, it will manifest. Anything we practice in devotional service. Narada Muni, he told Vyasadeva, "My dear Vyasadeva, devotional service is such a transcendental pure thing that if you mix anything with it, it will react. You'll show." This is what we have been practicing. So Bharat Maharaj, he showed that he went to the forest to meditate. He was chanting deer instead of Hare Krishna. Deviation. It comes when we become inattentive. In our devotional practice, inattentiveness will come. Even when we become an accomplished devotee, success is an obstacle for a neophyte devotee. Success. Very good example of an accomplished, successful devotee who is practicing devotional service. A very good example I'm remembering is called Rupa Kaviraj Goswami. He has risen to the point of Bhava. He has gotten the blessing of his guru. That when Rupa Kaviraj is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, even Saraswati will come to listen to his class. He was enjoying the success of his devotional service. He has become so perfect. Because he allowed deviation, inattentiveness to enter his heart. The next
enemy of the mind, which has always been the problem of the living entity, false ego, he penetrated and comfortably seated on his throne. So Kaviraj, Rupa Kaviraj, he was giving his lecture one day, and he is on the level of Baba. But another devotee who is on the level of Prema entered into his class when he was speaking. Because envy has entered in association with the false ego, which is there. All other enemies of the mind also appeared. Because they are never alone, they are always together. The enemies of the mind. There are five. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura called these enemies of the mind armed highway robbers. That's how Bhaktivinoda Thakura called them. Armed highway robbers. For the conditioned souls. Rupa Kaviraj, he comfortably invited them and they were sitting with him in his heart. So when he saw a Premi Bhakta enter into his class, and the devotees, when they in attendance, they recognize that this devotee who has come is a pure devotee, they offer obeisance to her. Krishna Priya Thakurani. Rupa Kaviraj became offended. Why all of you have not recognized I have attained Baba? I'm an accomplished devotee. I chant 16 rounds without sleep. I see some of you here chant 16 rounds and sleeping, but I chant 16 rounds. I don't sleep when I'm chanting 16 rounds. Even gurus, some gurus are so when they are chanting japa, they sleep. But I don't sleep when I'm chanting 16 rounds. I don't. I wake up 2:30. I do my service very nicely, perfectly. In fact, when I'm giving class, every devotee, they clap hand for me at the end of the class. I know the Bhagavad Gita. All the 700 slokas I know. And Bhagavad time, I'm on it now. I'm sure before I leave this body, I will be a great Bhagavad time reciter. This is my position in devotional service. Yes, I'm celebrating my success. Success. So Kaviraj, Rupa Kaviraj was thinking this in his mind. So he didn't, because he had been, he has accepted the association of the enemies, they blind his eye. That's what Bhagavad Gita said. Bhagavad Gita said, Vimudha Atma. Right? What is the meaning? Vimudha Atma. Srila Prabhupada translated Vimudha Atma, perfectly befooled. Is correct? Yes, Prabhupada translated that word. Perfectly befooled. He has risen to the stage of Baba, but he has been perfectly befooled. Kartam iti maniate. Ah, yes, I am very significant, important devotee. Very famous. Successful. Qualified in all respect. Success. Celebrating. Deviation will penetrate into the heart. So the Premi Bhakta, she entered, Krishna Priya Thakurani, she entered, devotees, they offer obeisance to her. Rupa Kaviraj became offended. Why should they offer obeisance when I'm speaking? Why did he recognize? Then immediately he challenged. Hey, this Mataji, she's like Haridas Thakura. She can't stop chanting. She is 24 hours chanting Hare Krishna. There's no question of chanting. She's sitting for her. Her chasing round is eternal. Constantly she chants. If she's sleeping, or she's awake, whatever she's doing, it is continuous japa. She does not stop chanting. She has even made attempts so many times to try to stop herself from chanting, but she couldn't. So since the person has entered into the assembly, Rupa Kaviraj, the man has become so polluted, with the enemy sitting, they started detecting them. Did you see that they are being minimized? Can you see that you're being, are you keeping quiet, you're not doing something about it? He said, yes, I want to do something about it now. Mataji, can you keep quiet there? Can you just see what who are in this assembly of this Bhagavatam class? Can you just be peaceful there so that they can hear what I'm speaking? And my mother said, I'm very sorry. I have this problem. My problem is that I have tried to stop chanting, but I couldn't. So I naturally chant 24 hours. I don't stop chanting. I have tried. I couldn't. So it is my fault. Please don't laugh at my situation. But the enemies of the man say, do you accept that to be true? Is it true that she has attained that position? Stop her from it. He started chastising her seriously. As he was chastising her seriously, he fell down from his position. The blessing that his guru dev has given to him before, he fell from that. He started blaspheming his guru. Now he is superior to his guru. He thought nobody has known he has rejected his guru. Anywhere he go, the news will be has spread, will be following him behind. He continued to suffer, and then he contracted leprosy. Leprosy ate up all the flesh of his body until he gave up the body. After giving up the body, Krishna perfectly arranged that he was given the body of a ghost. And all his duty as a ghost in that body, he'd be haunting those who are very experienced, very expert at criticizing and blaspheming devotees. The assignment was given to him. Celebrating success in devotional service. This is one of the narrators. They bring deviation. Bharat Maharaj, he wants to do devotional service. He became a task. The Prabhupada mentioned here. It is said that when a person becomes overly involved in loving affairs, he forgets himself as well as others. He didn't recognize the pure devotee has come. He didn't recognize himself, his own level where he belonged. He has forgotten completely because he's attached to fame and prestige, the success he has attained in devotional service. Yeah, this is the danger. Deviating from the path of pure devotional service, it creates problem. Not only him. There's another Gandharva. He was extremely very, very lusty and attached to his wife. His name is called Himamali. See, Gandharva, in heavenly planet. He is a servant of Kubera. And Kubera is a worshipper of Lord Shiva. His duty was to every day go and pick flower for the worship of Lord Shiva. So that he does every day. But he has great attachment for his wife. His wife is so beautiful that he cannot stop thinking. He always chants the holy name of his wife. So one day he couldn't control himself because overly involved, he became so overly involved in loving affairs that this day he forgot to go and pick flower for Lord Shiva worship. And he went to his house and he engaged himself in enjoying with his wife. Kubera got ready for the worship of Lord Shiva. And there were no flower to offer. Pujari is already doing arti. No flower. Where is Himamali? It's nowhere. Where is flower? There's no flower. Himamali was enjoying his wife. He forgot himself and he forgot what he's supposed to do. Over attachment for sense gratification. He forgot his duty is to get flower for worshipping Lord Shiva. Kubera became very angry and he said, where is him, this wretched Himamali? Go and look for him. They sent for him. They went and caught him. He has locked his door. When they knocked the door, he opened the door. They saw his wife followed behind to know, because attachment was too. They can't tolerate separating from each other. The wife was falling behind. Immediately, the servant saw that, Himamali was engaged in loving affair with his wife. That is why he did not go to get flower for Lord Shiva. He returned immediately to Kubera. Himamali, he recognized he has made offense. Now it is too late for him. He ran to meet Kubera and he was trembling in fear. When he got there, the eye of Kubera was like this color, extremely red hot. See, you. The result of being overly attached to loving affairs for a wretched person like you is that you should go down to material world and become a demon. Yes, the result of being overly attached to material things it brings suffering. Balad Mara, he became a deer. Himamali, he became a cannibal demon in the material world here. And those of us in devotional service who have become politicians, we are having constant anxiety and frustration, even though we are in the place where location has told us, June, Ma Suchaha. In the society where Lord Krishna is speaking, Ma Suchaha, the supreme person of Godhead is speaking. He's giving this authority. Krishna is not a bluffer. He is a supreme Bhagavan. When he says something, he meant it and is capable of doing that. If you look at Lord Krishna's hand, he looks like someone who is capable of giving one shelter and protection. Look at his hand. Look very strong. Yes, someone who is capable. Yeah, that is Krishna. Now he is such a person is telling us Masuchaha, and in the situation in the society for realizing his situation, we are full of insecurity in devotional service. What is my future? What is my hope? Yeah, that will happen when we have become politicians. We are no more devotees. Deviation. We have come for devotional service, but we have abandoned devotional service without realizing that we are no more chanting 16 rounds. So he fell down. For a Gandharava who is enjoying in the heavenly planet to come down to this matter, not even as a human being, as a demon, what do we expect from that situation? Is Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna used the word chintam aparimayam, and Srila Prabhupada translated chintam aparimayam to me in miserable anxiety. It's Bhagavad Gita chapter 16. Chintam aparimayam pralyantam upashitaha kama boga upa kama boga parama. Yes, kama upa boga is parama. When we have accepted sanctification as the ultimate goal, it is chintam aparamayam, in miserable anxiety. This is what's happening outside there. We are seeing that every day, in miserable anxiety. One day I went to the hospital to visit a devotee, the hospital, and I went to the hospital to see the devotee. While I was going, I met one lady. She was coming from the hospital and she was crying. She was crying, seriously, crying. So I can understand. She's crying because she's coming from a hospital. You don't need ask her why is she crying. She's not crying in the street. She's crying from the hospital. So immediately we know that she has lost somebody in the hospital there. But that is not the reason she's crying. She's crying. While she was crying, she was speaking. She was also talking at the same time. Then she said, somebody has in her family has died, which is in the mortuary in that very hospital. Now she has gone to see another person who has already died again. That one just died, and she's returning to go and tell the family member that another person has died already. The first one is still there in the mortuary. Another person has died. So she was in miserable anxiety. She was crying. Yes. Yes. The situation for being overly attached to sense gratification is a serious matter. Worse still, for those who have taken to the path of pure devotional service, and when experiencing the bliss which is in Krishna consciousness, the joy which is in practicing devotional service, it's hellish condition. In our travel, we cannot enjoy. In the spiritual, we cannot enjoy. So where are we going to go and get the enjoyment? Where? Chintama premayam, in miserable anxiety. It shouldn't be for a devotee. A devotee should enjoy. Devotee should enjoy his or her life. That's why we abandon the the pleasure which is there, so we can get the one which is real, which is original, the birthright, our birthright. So devotee, we have to take note of the life which has happened to Bharat. The title of this chapter is The Character of Bharat Maharaj. So we should not see it different. We are thinking about Bharat Maharaj. He went to the forest. He fell down. No, it is not just Bharat Maharaj that he went to the forest. He fell down. We have to examine ourselves and see if what we have come to Krishna consciousness is what we are experiencing. This devotional service, there are three things to use to measure it. Anything at all we want to do, there are three things we should look at. Come to devotional service, we should ask ourselves. This will encourage us to know where we belong, to know where we come from, where we are, and where we are going. This Krishna consciousness, if I practice it, will I attain perfection? If the answer is yes, then the second question, what are the process I would follow to attain the perfection? If I'm comfortable with this, that yes, if I practice Krishna consciousness, I will attain perfection. If we are satisfied with that, we are comfortable. The next question we ask ourselves, so what are the things necessary for me to practice this devotional service to give me the perfection? If we are comfortable with that, if it's okay, then the next thing we should check to see, who among us has attained perfection by following this process? It's very important. If you get that formula, we ought to be very diligent in following our devotional practice very nicely till the end. And Srila Prabhupada was saying in one class one day, see, it is not just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What we are practicing at the time of death, it will be shown. Where we belong, what we have been practicing at the time of death, we will know where we belong. But before we wait to that time, let us examine this and see, am I situated on this path? If I fall in the path, the goal, it is certain. It's attainable. And surely we'll get it because Lord Krishna has promised us this. And have pure Vaishnavas to associate with in our devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes. Any comments? Questions? Want to say something? Want to say something? Okay. Iskon Foundacharya Jagaguru Sulaisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Pancha Kalpatari Vyascha Kripa Sandhya.